Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Let me ask you a question. I've seen this now a few times. The $156 million offer to Bregman is just a charade.
Yeah, it always was going to be. It's not a real.
It's $156 million, and he wants a couple hundred million. Maybe he will get that. He probably will. He'll probably get a $200 million.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like he's one of the top three free agents in this draft. I mean, in this free agency period, he's going to get early money. I think Boris knows we need to get the early money on him. We can't wait and try to leverage anything.
Soto's going to get $600 million.
God.
Ohtani got $700 million last offseason. Soto's going to get $600 million. Bregman is one of the top ones, and it drops to a third of what Soto's going to get. But there's totally different circumstances. But you know what? Just do you think Carlos's was just a? I don't listen. When you offer somebody $156 million or $160 million, that's not a facade. Now, is it? Is it competitive? We'll see. I don't know. It took a while for guys to get signed last year and the year before. It took a while for Chapman. We'll see whether or not Bregman is, if everybody's out there clamoring and he's going to be a guy that they're like, oh, that's 156, that's just silly. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. You can ask for whatever you want.
Okay,
Scott Boras has asked before and not gotten.
Okay, then I'll put it to you. Over under $40 million more than the Astros offer.
Under.
So you think the final, so he'll make less than $200 million?
Less than $200 million.
Okay, and you think it'll be inside of $40 million?
Inside of $40 million.
If the Astros aren't inside of $20 million, isn't it kind of a charade a little bit?
Not really. I mean, if that's what let's not forget, they don't go years. They won't go years. Other teams will go years.
Yeah, right? And that's the big sticking point is years allows you to finance it longer.
Right, exactly.
But you increase
your
chances.
You're also taking more risk when you're going longer.
Yep.
And you're going higher, you're got more risk.
And you increase the risk being injury, the risk being, you know, a dead year or dead 2 years or, God forbid, 3 dead years in a contract.
So 156 over 6 is 26 per year. Will the Astros be within $3 million annually?
No. I bet you he gets 30.
I don't think he gets 30. I don't think he gets 30. 28.
I could see 7-year, $200 million.
That's not 30.
It's not 30, but it's $200 million.
Well, it's not. Yeah. Okay. Well, then that one
28
be,
and a half or so.
Yeah. So, maybe they're lowballing, but maybe that's what their value they got. That's it. You know.
And
it's
what
just
are you?
Another guy that's just going to walk.
Well, they don't value them, and clearly, they don't value their players the way the other Major League Baseball teams.
No. Well,
players.
Listen, that's different too. I mean, listen, they were sixth in spending last year. It's not like, well, they're just a budget. They're not a budget organization. They spend money.
It's
they
complicated.
They spend a lot of money.
It's complicated. They spend money on multiple players, but they don't covet superstars for superstar contracts.
But they pay. It's not like
they pay, but you got to play the game a little bit, and they'll also take on contracts that aren't long. Like Jim Crane doesn't mind a 2-year deal on Justin Verlander.
Other teams would love to play the game the way the Astros play the game.
Oh, but the only way you do that is draft your own. The only way you can do that is having a great minor league system.
Well, that's
it. They had a good run. They had a good little run, but what can they do after this? I mean, we're going to find out what Dana Brown's made of, because all these guys who the Astros had coming out of their farm system, Altuve, Bregman, they're all going to be gone. Altuve, Bregman, Tucker, Carlos, Obviously, George Springer, the big five, as it were. And then, you know, you could say Yordan, too. All these guys, and Yordan will still be here, but when they're gone, do you have the next Tucker coming? Do you have the next George? Is the next Bregman on the way? I would tell you it looks like a big fat no. For all this talk about the minor league system plugs in, are they plugging in guys you can grow your own where it's cheaper? You get great productivity from players, star productivity at cheap prices. Is that available right now? Does it look like it to you, John?
No. Well, don't forget, Carlos was the 1-1. Bregman was 1-2. Tucker, first rounder. I mean, all these guys.
They were killing the early rounds. McCullers the second. Yeah, they were killing their first couple rounds. And then they stole Yordan with, you know, which is going to go down as one of the great thefts of all time.
Yeah.
Which obviously helps a lot. And then got lucky years ago before Leno did it, years ago with Jose Altuve. And then they got cheap Latin American pitchers, which was a big one as well. You know, very cheap Latin American pitchers, and that's great scouting.
And one of them is going to be up after this year.
Yeah.
Are we saying goodbye to Fromber as well?
I think we are.
And Tucker and Bregman.
Fromber's going to hit the market. If he's not taking a three-year deal, he's gone.
So you think if, without a trade, which I feel unlikely with Tucker, they're losing Tucker and Fromber next offseason?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless Fromber takes money, unless they get a deal done with him right now for 3 years. If he plays a three-year game, if he does.
I mean, because he's going to be 35 at the end of that. He ain't doing that.
No, I wouldn't. If I'm an agent, I want him
34
doing, I want Fromber doing a five-year deal. If I'm the Astros, I want him doing maybe four. Maybe I do four.
I don't know. I don't foresee it because I don't know that the Astros are going to do a five-year deal with Fromber. We'll see.
Would you pay Fromber for – is it – wow, that would be – I'm actually thinking that would be considered a slap in his face to go 4 years, $100 million, $25 million a year, 4 years. That's actually a slap in the face.
How insulting.
But is it, though, relative to what you paid?
Disrespect. No,
it is. It is relative to the rest of the league. It is disrespectful.
It's
100% is.
What?
If David Gal said, John, you know, or wherever you were working, or if Wendy, they said, well, it's good for here. Yeah, but it's not equitable with the rest of the league. Well, but it's good for here. That's not disrespectful. It's more than you could. It's going to give you a big house. No, you'd want her to get the same money that, you know, the market's getting.
Well, where would you rank Fromber compared to Blake Snell as far as pitchers?
I would put him at least equal. So Blake, if not ahead of Snell.
So Blake Snell at 32 years old just got 5 years, 182.
Jeez, okay, yeah, it's a slap in the face.
Yeah,
but they got it from the Dodgers, right?
Blake Snell is a two-time Cy Young.
Isn't Blake a Dodger?
Well, how long ago did he win his last? Because I'm looking at what he did the last couple years, and he hasn't been that guy.
Fromber has been right there towards Cy Young stuff for a while now. He's been like top five, top six type pitcher. He's been very, very consistent. If Blake Snell's getting over 30 million a year, Fromber's got to get 30 million if I'm his agent. So 4 years, 30, 120 million, he's still, like, it's still total deal. It's not per year.
Yep.
They're looking at total deal, and they want.
Blake Snell.
What do you mean his last couple of years? 2023, he was the Cy Young Award.
And I'm looking at 22 and 24, what he was, you could say, okay as a pitcher. So, yes, he has this jump of 23, but look around those years.
There's some inconsistencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at, I mean, yeah.
It's a gamble giving him the money they gave him, but it's Dodgers, right? He went to the Dodgers?
It's
a joke. They're not even, I don't even know that they're paying him real money. I think they're giving him crypto. I mean,
well,
I don't even know what the Dodgers do. They
pay me in crypto.
They pay you $2 million now. Yeah, right now. It wasn't such a good move before, but now it's great. Like Andrew Thomas. Remember that? The offensive lineman from the Giants, everyone made fun of him for taking his money in crypto when it tanked. Yeah. Now, if he hung on to his crypto, he's getting paid. But just think about this, though. You've got they're probably going to give him – they probably have it set up for him. I haven't looked at the construct, but they probably do it just like they've done every other player. Look, we'll give you X amount now, and then we'll pay you for the next 10 years. Now, Blake Snell strikes me as the kind of guy who would not go for that because he needs money for vapes to get his Microsoft Gold.
His streaming studio.
He needs his Microsoft Gold membership taken care of. Like, Blake's got a lot of stuff going on with video games. He's probably got a He's probably got a couple barber shops he's opening up and stuff. Like Blake may have a could have somebody the streets are saying maybe a weed deal. So I don't know.
The streets are you.
I didn't say that. Streets have said that.
The streets have said it.
I can't trust money with Blake.
So should we?
Blake could shut it down. I think Fromber will keep trying to pitch.
He'll keep trying to pitch. So should we expect Fromber Valdez to be asking for at least Blake Snell money?
$150 million, yes.
Yeah. He'll next offseason.
Yep.
Five-year, $30 million deal is where the conversation starts. And the Astros will say, all right.
Appreciate all the good things you've done here.
We would like to offer you 4 years.
Listen.
$100 million.
They gave Verlander 35. If Fromber has another really big year, although listen,
over 5 years, they're going to
give him
that money.
Did they give him a 35?
They gave a 40-year-old $25 million.
How many years?
They
Jim's willing to do 2-year deals.
They did Verlander a 3-year deal. That's right.
Good. That's right.
But Fromber will be younger than Verlander when they first got him.
Doesn't matter. Fromber needs this. Could be Fromber's last contract. He needs that cake.
Say it now.
I know. He's going to get 5 years.
Are the Astros giving him 5?
They'll give him 5. Yeah. They'll not do 7 or 8. They'll do 5. The Astros have done 5.
They have for position players, yeah.
Yeah.
You think they do 5 for Fromber?
They did 5 for a guy that doesn't have an elbow. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute. Who?
Lance.
But at 18 million.
Yeah, when did they do that and how long ago?
At 18 million. He didn't even hit it. Was he right at 100 million?
85 million.
Yeah.
That's
a big difference.
And he was younger.
That was was 3 years ago. That was old at baseball.
He was a lot younger.
And how old was McCullers when they did it?
Yeah.
He wasn't 31.
No, he was in his 20s.
Who's better?
Does that matter?
I mean, it's not even arguable.
Does that matter to them when
John's
it comes
on the record?
Spending?
He's expecting a big, hearty deal from the Astros for Fromber.
No, I'm not on the record saying
five,
that.
Five at $30 million a year?
5 at 28.
So they're not going to be competitive is what you're saying.
Well, no, they'll be competitive. I don't know that Fromber's getting 30 for 5 out there. I'm not sure. Are you?
I mean, I'm just going off of Blake. If we were doing comps, if I were fighting against the Harris County HCAD and I was doing my property taxes, one of the comps I'm coming with, if I'm Fromber, I'm coming with the Blake Snell comp.
All right. You want to do that? You want to do that, then do it for real. Because when Blake Snell came to Los Angeles, you know what your house is worth in Los Angeles compared to Houston? It's a big difference.
Care about that. How many players actually care about
that?
Oh, let
them pay
the
property taxes.
The Dodgers skew everything.
You see how much barbecue costs now? Do they talk about that ever?
Do I know that Fromber loves barbecue? I don't know that.
Yeah.
Barbecue costs more here. Property taxes high here. In ways, we're more expensive than L.A.
Trust me, that is not the case.
We have more toll booths. Do you have much? Are you driving on a bunch of tollways? No, you are
not.
We are, and that adds up, John.
Yeah. By the way, those were supposed to be eliminated after when they broke even, and they never did take those toll booths down.
Shocking.
Which pisses me off.
Oh, and when the gas prices came down, all the milk prices that shot up back in 2008 and 2009. Well, milk's high because the gas is expensive, and so we got to raise because we're the trucks that bring the gas. And so the prices went to like $5 on those stupid organic milks that my wife made me buy my kids. And I just thought, well, they'll come down when the gas price, and then the gas prices came down. It's like, hey,
milk
went up
down
again.
Don't worry.
Imagine
that's all
that
changing.
It wasn't tied to gas prices.
January 20th, that's all changed.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to milk.
Time to talk right now about, and we just heard Elliot a little while ago talking. He called in. Now, he was unprovoked. He just called himself. Nobody asked him to call in or anything else. He called in about game day men's health. He's a guy that's been doing testosterone like I have. And he said, man, I'm telling you, it is just different. They focus on guys' knees. They're different than other options, okay? This is not like primary care. Only exists to make sure that guys out there improve how they feel and how they perform. That's exactly what they do, okay? And they're going to find a way for you to perform whatever it is you want to do. Are you still playing basketball? Are you lifting weights? Do you want to get bigger? Do you want to get thinner? Do you want to be better in the bedroom? All of those things. They want you to help you recover quicker, have better results from the gym, improve sleep, improve your mood, improve maybe even how much better you're going to work. They offer unbelievably effective treatment plans to reduce pain and help out guys heal from injury, regardless if it happened chasing the kids around or trying to blast out of the sand, whatever it is, hitting the gym too hard, whatever it is. Game Day Men's Health, absolutely free, your first consultation, so don't a lab right there so you get your results immediately. It's the best way to do it, I'm telling you. Go to GameDayMen'sHealth.com. Find the location nearest you, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Rockets lost last night, 99-93. The gang that couldn't shoot straight. Boy, they just looked like crap offensively. Again, it's just hard to understand how they could be this poor a shooting team. Jalen Green was awful again. It's not only him, though. They shot 37%. 38% from the field, 26% from three. That is awful. 38% from the field.
That's your team, awful. John. This is the team. That's who they are.
No, they've shot better than
not,
that.
Yes, they have, but they're
but
bad. But
it's going to be an up and down team.
This is what they're going to
You're
be.
You're in for roller coaster games. The difference is there's enough there that
to
they
make
can,
up
they
for
can
it.
Fade it. Yeah,
it was
like,
particularly
they can
frustrating
it.
Last night because you're watching Steph Curry celebrate, which is always annoying, but he was doing it in street clothes yesterday. That's why it so bothers him. You go in there thinking, and the line said it, that that's a game you're going to win. You're going to bounce back, win that game, because the Warriors' two best players aren't playing. And it didn't matter last night.
So they got this doesn't happen often. They got out-rebounded, 54-45. Podzemski had 11 rebounds. Looney, 11 rebounds. Andrew Wiggins, 9 rebounds. How is Podzemski getting 11 rebounds off the Rockets? And they had, this game was baffling. No Steph, no Draymond. Fred VanVleet is covering Jonathan Kuminga for most of the night and giving up 33.
That's not true. He was not covering him for most of the night.
In three critical situations, and if I go back and look at the whole,
they were
the whole
game,
he I'm
going
to tell you what. Steve Kerr outcoached Ime last night. Steve Kerr outcoached Ime. They did not have as many good players. They schemed to get Jonathan Kuminga in the right situations.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Jonathan Kuminga beat you. And Jonathan Kuminga is not a guy.
I'd like to see the Rockets with the talent that they have defensively. You should be able to try to take away their best option. That should be, you know, trap the ball in their hands. It's spacing's way better this, you know, nowadays. But go ahead and take the ball out of Kuminga's hands. Don't switch off when they try to get you switched on VanVleet. You know, alter how you guard him. Just stick Amen on his ass the whole time and just let him play until he fouls out. There's different things they could do to try to take away the best option. Like, don't let one guy beat you. And it actually wasn't one guy beating you. I mean, you were your own worst enemy with the way you shot the ball. You shot 37% from the field. You were in the 28% range, I think, from threes. Like, you shot
26.
Terrible. Oh, 26. You shot terrible. You didn't shoot. And your first and second half were equally bad. You were the same team throughout, but you couldn't ride on your defense enough to win the game. Or you couldn't find a fourth quarter performance. What we've seen this year is we've seen games like this. And then remember last week when Fred VanVleet had that crazy fourth quarter out of nowhere? Like, that's all you need to pull one of these games off is Jalen Green to get hot or Alpi to get hot or VanVleet to get hot. Somebody just get hot in a fourth, and it kind of erases all of the disappointment of the shooting performance. One good quarter with the way they're playing defense right now, and of course you played a team that was limited offensively. One good quarter could have done it. Just one hot fourth quarter from somebody, and they just couldn't get it.
They were awful. That was all. I mean, that's a bad game. You got Draymond and Steph both sitting on the bench. They've lost five in a row.
It's when they're most dangerous.
They don't have two of their best players. And, no, that's not when they're most – they were terrible. They've been terrible. They have not been good. And you go in there and –
But they own you.
They do own you. And you would think that at some point, 15 games against them, that you would win one. You would think that at some point they are not. The killer is they're not better than you. Last night they were not a better team, and you still can't beat them. Mm-mm. And now you got them to go to the NBA Cup semifinals.
It just I know all this frustration.
It just means
John,
more in the
just
West.
Just remember when they beat them here in Houston, mm-hmm. all this frustration you're feeling, you won't even remember it.
Yeah, you know what? Keep that same energy. Since you're so anti-Rocket, this is what Rockets will say. Since you're so anti-Rocket, keep that same energy. We don't need you on our bus. When we start rolling again, why don't you keep that same energy like you had in that Golden State loss?
Yeah. Don't be a fan now or later.
Don't be a fan later if you can't be a fan now.
Yeah, exactly.
I can call it like I see it. They sucked last night.
Calling it like I see it, like you see it, is not acceptable. We're not looking for that.
I don't know what you need to do. Maybe you need to put a Jalen Green shirt on, graphic tee on, to show how big of a fan you are. But we're not.
What's in your avatar right now?
Yeah, is it your family or something?
Your letter jackets.
Wildcat golf.
That's not good enough.
That sucks.
You need a.
You can't wear that. You got to have a. Yeah, you need to put it in the avatar.
You need
somewhere.
A high res shot. What's of in Jalen his
bio?
Green?
Can you read his bio on Twitter? Here, pull up John's Twitter. I want you to read his bio and see what he has.
Sure, it's nothing
does he
to
have
do about
hashtag
the Rockets,
Rockets hashtag Texans? For some reason, Rockets and Texans feel connected with a lot of fans. They don't
know. My avatar is me and you in
letter jackets.
In Letterman jackets.
Yeah, which is also making fun of the Texans in a
morning
way.
Morning show host of The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Not even the name of the show anymore.
I love my wife, kids, golf, Coors Light, and poker, but no one is sure in what order.
Ew, no one's looking for that. Where's your hash?
Where does it say Rockets? Where does it say Rise Up or Swarm?
Do you have hashtag Lift Off? Lift Off or anything?
Is it Lift Off this year?
I don't know what it is this year.
Do you have a Rocket? Do you have a Rocket emoji in your bio?
I don't have a Rocket emoji.
Do you have a hashtag Rockets, hashtag Lift Off, hashtag Rise Up, hashtag like something like that?
No.
Do you have hashtag Swarm?
I don't have any hashtag.
Do you have put CJ Stroud Truther or... Or even hashtag Stroud Boy?
I do not have any Stroud Boy.
Where's your Jalen Muse account? You don't have a Jalen Green Muse account? I don't know if you can talk about the Rockets with any authority.
Yeah, if I were you, I would really be careful.
You don't seem to be a real fan.
Nah, he's not a real one.
No.
Oh, Steve Carroll cuffed Ime.
We'll cut it out, John. It was just a simple switch that they didn't adjust to.
Yeah, cut it out.
For the
you
entire
don't know
fourth
ball.
Quarter. Cut it out.
You don't know ball. Don't start being a fan when they beat him in the cup.
Yeah, I don't want you to come in here all triumphant.
I don't. I fully expect them not to beat them in the cup.
The real ones like us have been struggling with this team for 3 years. The fandom.
Where's your hashtag? Let's read yours now.
Oh, I don't have
it. Oh, you? Oh, you're not a fan either, huh?
I'm not coming after the Rockets. I know. I don't want Rocket Twitter on me.
Oh, look at Lance.
Boom, big fan. Morning radio host in Houston for over two decades. NFL draft analyst for NFL Media, NFL.com, and selection committee member for the Joe Moore Award.
No mention of the
hashtag
Rockets.
Hashtag Jalen Green.
Nope. The only link you have
that
in there.
Guy.
The only link you have in here is for your draft tracker
well,
stuff.
Well, I need to get, you know what? I need to correct that. I need to put.
Yeah, you do.
Hashtag Jalen was the pick or. CJ over everybody.
Jalen is
hashtag free Aziz is the new one. Do you have a free Aziz in your bio?
No.
Free Aziz.
Okay, if you don't have a free Aziz, I don't want to listen to you.
I know everything's a money making opportunity, but if you dare to print a Aziz Alshayer shirt, get out of my face.
Wait a minute. If you make money on it.
I know. I said everything's a money-making opportunity. But what are we doing?
Hey, capitalism, bro. If I know I can sell that shirt, Houston Stressens is doing it, and I guarantee he's going to sell make money on it.
The fact that someone has decided they can make money off that collision of mid on Sunday is amazing.
Like collision of mid.
Collision of mid.
Collision of mid.
Alshayer hitting Trevor Lawrence got to be the most mid controversy of all time.
Oh.
Those two coming together and it's turned into this, and we're selling shirts over it.
It has gone way too far. We had our day to talk about it, and I know the guy that's on hold right now, we'll get to him in a second, Larry and Stafford, was vehemently against how that one went. But we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out about them boys on Kirby.
And we got, a preview of the ACC title game from Sonny. He's called in. SMU Sonny's here, too. We got three guys who want to talk.
And still ahead, we got Beat the Warehouse Live guy. Did you get a contestant yesterday?
We did. We got one on Mopey and Mape, so we'll have someone for 9:30.
Yep, 9:30. Right now, we got HRP. We got your business. And your business has to be, if you're a CEO or a CFO, it needs to be your number one concern. You know how many mouths you're responsible for? All of your employees, especially now, HRP, we're talking about 15, 25, 30, 80, 2,000 employees. We're talking about, you know, you got to have more. So you're responsible, if you're responsible for 25 employees, all of those mouths that they're feeding as well, you got to be successful in business. You got to make sure that you're doing what's best for your company. You got to make sure that your bottom line is that you're profitable, right? So how are you going about your payroll? How are you going about your HR? What are you doing with your taxes? If you're with an admin company, have you looked lately at how much they're charging and maybe you can do it better? Because those admin companies are giving you their 401ks, their insurance packages. HRP is letting you select what's best for your company, not what's best for the admin company. So when you're looking at your business and you're trying to, maybe you're struggling. And if you are struggling, let HRP look at the way you're doing things. It doesn't cost you anything. And now's the perfect time to switch over. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. We got our guy Five Star is going to join us today and give you some handicapping picks. He was on it again last week. He's having a great year, and we got conference championship games to look into. So he'll have his action for you. That's going to be, what time, Dale, 9:15 or 9:30?
9:15.
So we'll do that at 9:15 today. If you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. As mentioned before the break, we go to one of the Texans' biggest fans. But he's also willing to call it like it is. It's Larry and Stafford. What's up, Larry and Stafford? And I also want to say he has the background that you should also give him space when it comes to talking basketball and the Rockets. Okay, I'll leave it at that. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, LZ, John? Hey, man, I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving, man. I hadn't got in since then. But, LZ, I wanted to ask you real quick before I get into it, man. How was them nachos with Nick after them boys did some Aggies on Friday, man?
It was no nachos. I wish the plate of nachos was there, but I had not. I watched it at my friend Michael's house. She watched it with her family out in Kingwood, so... but she was happy, but I'm not allowed to call or text during the game. She won't take calls. She won't take texts. She thinks I'm a jinx. But I do like to whip up a plate of nachos when the home team wins, so that's always good.
Hey, man, it was good around the crib over here in Stafford. All I can tell you, man, mm-hmm. It had some extra beef out there on the thing, man. So I was good with it, dog. But look here, man. Let's talk about them Rockets real quick. LZ, I really don't like watching NBA basketball anymore, man. And it's unfortunate, man, because it has morphed into just this NBA 2K. Everybody just shoot threes and they don't lock down people. They don't run plays, man. And I know that sounds kind of like an old head or whatever, man, but there's a certain way that the game is meant to be played. And so when I watch the Rockets, and I'm a big Ime fan, man, and I think they got a lot of talent, man, but there's just way too many mental laps with these young cats playing the game, man. They were supposed to take everybody away when Steph and Draymond wasn't playing. You ain't supposed to lose to Golden State with that sorry-ass squad that they put out there, man. And the thing about it is just that the Rockets go through these lulls, man, with all that talent where they just cannot pull themselves out of it, and they have more than enough talent to be really good at that game, man. So it's just frustrating to watch, man, because when you grew up, man, just going inside out and making set plays and running offense through people down in the post, and then you watch these dudes just jack up threes and stuff like that, man, it's just a hard watch for me, man. But I wanted to get in on them boys on Kirby real quick and the free Aziz and all that other stuff. I moved on from it, man. That was some BS, man, that the NFL did. Unfortunately, you know, those kind of hits happen in the NFL. But to give that dude 3 games, I was hoping that it got reduced. But that ain't going to happen when you got Titans sitting over there making them decisions. And I know everybody don't think there's no bias, but there's a perception of bias as far as I'm concerned because those sorry-ass Amy is over there. And them boys in Nashville really don't have no love for us in the eight. So I didn't expect them to do us any favors anyway. But I'll tell you this. All I know is Christian Harris is coming back. Mm-hmm. Put that green dot on Henry Toa Toa and let these boys go eat for these next 4 games. Because all you got to do is beat them Dolphins and Ravens at home, and we'll figure out how to get Kansas City because I don't think them boys are real anyway. LZ, John, it's always love, man. I can't wait to see Beyonce on Christmas in our hall.
What's Beyonce doing on Christmas?
So you see Christian Harris is coming back after he's going to be activated after the bye? Oh, she's performing in Houston.
Halftime of that Netflix
game.
Yeah,
the tickets have shot. A friend of ours who sells his home tickets sometimes, not often, but sometimes, said, oh, yeah, they got to go now because these tickets flew up as soon as it was announced she was going to be performing at that, you know, at that. What is it on Christmas? Or it's on Christmas, right? Or is it Christmas Eve when the Texans play?
They play on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, the tickets flew up when Beyonce was. It's kind of strange to me. Like, halftimes last about 45 seconds in the NFL. So it's a tight window to get Beyonce in there. But people want to see her. So you get a little tiny mini concert with Beyonce. So that's why people are coming out.
I wonder if they're not going to get more than 12
and
minutes.
And it's on. No, you can't. League won't allow it unless Super Bowl. And it's on Netflix, too. Don't forget it. They got to stream it.
Well, nationally. It'll be here on some network here locally.
Yeah.
Some channel.
Yeah, so we're not worried about it. Y'all can get the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson blues nationally. That rough got going on.
You think.
Buffer, buffer, buffer.
It's going to be all buffer.
Buffer, it's the, buffer.
It's the buffer game.
Now, Beyonce.
If it's the
there's some moves
buffer
I don't
game.
Mind. I don't mind Beyonce on a buffer from time to time now. No. Give you a chance to settle in.
She got that circle going around her the whole time. No,
yeah,
no
I don't
thanks.
Like that.
No, no.
But it also is saying, what about right here?
Fall, start. Oh. No. That, eight. It remains.
It's in tag.
No.
Fall. He's worse than me, though.
False.
Buffers.
Start. No. Eight.
He's doing his buffer.
Remains. First. That's my false start call on Lamry Tunsil.
Oh. All right, 713-780-3776. Thanks, Larry and Stafford. Always great to hear from Larry and Stafford and Al-Hala. Let's catch
hey,
up, boys.
And just real quick, his thoughts on the Rockets. That's kind of my thing. If you're not a great shooting team, don't be chunking threes. No, don't pull up on a fast break and try to Jabari just cut it loose from 26.
Jabari.
If you're not,
you try to coach Jalen out of that.
Get to the cup, bro. Well, Ime can't.
Isn't that what he's supposed to do?
You think Ime's afraid of those guys? Well, actually, Ime doesn't act upset when they take that shot.
It's part of the philosophy.
Listen, the NBA game today. I'm old man standing on my lawn, but it's not as good. It's just not as fun. It's just, I mean, jacking up threes all the time.
No,
it's
if
just,
you've watched both, you can old man on the lawn. No, if you've actually don't if you're 20 years old, don't tell me about the differences in basketball. If you didn't witness it, you have no context. The game was more free-flowing. I get the math. I get the math tells you that this is the smart thing to do. But math is kind of, I don't know. Now, this is old man on the lawn, but it has ruined some of the romantic. Maybe I romanticize baseball, but it has fundamentally changed basketball and baseball forever. Basketball and baseball will never be the same because of math.
Yeah.
And sabermetrics / analytics, it's never going to be the same. And in some regards, it's okay. It's made certain things better, smarter, more efficient. And in other ways, it's really, I don't know, fundamentally altered like certain areas that you really liked about. Like I used to like when there was decisions to be made in baseball. Mm-hmm. I like stolen base. I'm glad that they're getting stolen base back. If they can get golden at bat back in, which is kind of an old school thing they used to do back in the barnstorming leagues, back in the, you know, the 1917s.
Golden
at bat, they didn't have that.
The golden bat is the worst, I remember
the Negro leagues had Josh
Gibson.
Josh Gibson was one of the great golden bat guys, golden at bat guys in the barnstorming Negro leagues. And unfortunately, and they have football, but they're stupid little.
Well, they had to get rid of the golden bat because Satchel Paige was very insulted anytime someone tried that with him, and he hit a guy in the head. So
Satchel Paige, and
Satchel Paige did.
And Bob Gibson was ready to hit you too, and not Sandy Koufax. Don Drysdale would hit you too. So
Don Drysdale.
If you tried a golden, can you imagine a golden at bat against Nolan Ryan the ear, and he's just like, what did I do, Nolan? Half the time Nolan was mad. I don't even know. Like, the hitter had to be saying, what am I in trouble for, Nolan? I dug too hard with my lead foot into the batter's box?
Yep.
Like, really? Like, don't get comfortable in there. I'm not comfortable. Trust me. I'm just trying to get footing. Why are you hitting me, Nolan?
All right, we got a break. We are behind. We got Five Star coming your way still. We got Beat the Limo of the Warehouse Live guy. We got all that coming your way. But first, we got Quick Assist.
Let's talk about those tickets. You selling your tickets for Christmas? Maybe you want to sell your tickets for the Christmas football game with the Texans. Quick Assist can do it. Any of the games. You get your hands on tickets, and you can't end up going to the Cotton Bowl. That's Quick Assist. ACC Championship game, Quick Assist. Houston Rockets on any given day, Quick Assist. When the Astros come back, Quick Assist. What they do is they help a lot of times season ticket holders, for example. Instead of, you got to I only use these about half the time. Wouldn't you love to have someone like Quick Assist who can sell the tickets for you with dynamic pricing, allowing that price to go up or down based on what the market value is? And that's what they do. The algorithm moves your ticket prices up or down, giving you the best chance to sell your ticket and sell it for the optimal price. And that's the Quick Assist difference. And they list it on 15-plus websites every single time you sell tickets. So all the top websites, they are in apps, they are listing it on there for you concurrently. And then as soon as it sells, they pull them right off for you. So no hassle for you. They handle all the heavy lifting, and you make the money with Quick Assist. It's your ticket everywhere. Quick Assist. Download the app today. Quick Assyst. Quick Assist.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, there's no Nico's out here. I haven't seen a Greek place. When I come back, I'm coming to Nico's. That's for sure. That food is fantastic. Fantastic. So get on over to Nico's, and maybe we'll have lunch. Let's go. Let's go. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're more than welcome to do that. Hang with us. We've talked Rockets, right? They lost last night. Looked like crap. Let's go. Get better. Play better. It's a little... After the other night in Sacramento, I was with you, Lance. I didn't feel great about this game. I didn't feel great. But when Steph Curry and Draymond are sitting there and you can't beat that team and you let Jonathan Kuminga destroy you.
Well, I mean, like the point spread. They were like 4.5-point favorite. But, you wanted them to win by any means necessary.
But, you wanted them to win, but... No, I'm with you. I just didn't like the game. I didn't like the game at all.
It's just one that just, I don't know. You just feel like, I've just seen this happen too many times. When a team doesn't have their best players or some of their best players, it's like the other team just doesn't, I don't know. The team without the players rallies, and the other team just comes out flat. And the Rockets came out flat right from the jump. They came out flat. Then they got it together, but they just never had the type of offense where they could find a lead and extend a lead on the Warriors. Just didn't happen.
How would you like this? The Yankees, the Astros, the Mariners have all spoken to the Cubs about Cody Bellinger. How would you like Cody Bellinger?
He's been linked to the Astros in the past.
He has been.
Boy,
Carlos Correa is gone, it's okay.
There's a lot of Astros fans who hate that guy. I mean, they'd flip right away. As they should. Once he's your guy, you gotta shut up and flip. But
yeah.
He He came back. I mean, he's had a nice comeback the last couple of years. But, man, was there a time where it looked like he was dead in the water, where he couldn't put bat on ball. He was absolutely – looked like his career was over. It looks like the curse of Carlos Correa got him. And he's made a nice comeback. I'd hate to overpay for him, for somebody who told you you suck, and then you have to – and then you have to pay the guy for telling you that you're a bunch of cheaters and losers. Would he come play here if he's got other – I don't think he'd come play here if he had other options.
No, probably not. I mean, if I'm him, I don't want to be – you know what? Yeah, I don't want to be hypocritical. He hated the organization. Keep on hating.
Stay hating him.
Yeah, stay hate. Stay hate, okay? Keep that hate
in your
heart.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Speaking of haters. Well, no, let's get Anthony in here. We'll get Anthony's phone call, and I got something at the top of the hour we'll talk about. What's up, Anthony? How we doing?
Hi, guys. Great show. I'm not a hater, but I kind of spiked my remote last night when I was watching the Lions, which I'm from Detroit, so I'm a Lions fan. And I kind of compared him to D'Amico Ryans. I was like, there's no way in an alternate universe that D'Amico Ryans will go for it.
No.
He will wait until he's at a 60-yard field goal and kick a field goal, even though he has a first and 10. That's how conservative he is. And I was just like, can we please have D'Amico watch that game? And, like, if you want to be a good team, if you want to beat good teams, this is what you have to do. You have to be very aggressive. Because if they would have just kicked a field goal, no doubt in my mind Jordan Love would have went down the field and scored a touchdown. And that's the Texans playbook every time. It's an alternate universe. They switch a person out.
Well, it's not just that. He went for a fourth down. He went for a fourth and two from his it was fourth and a good two, and they went for it there and got a touchdown pass to Jahmyr Gibbs. That's one for sure.
He went for it and scored touchdowns on fourth and goal twice, right?
Yeah.
And then one backfired in his like deep in his own territory, and the Packers went and scored. He went for it on fourth and about one and a half and didn't get it. So that's the give and take, but he's consistent.
So when you talk about this on the other side, there's a guy who kept receipts for everyone that came out and talked about racism and all the stuff and how dumb the Lions were for hiring Dan Campbell over Eric Bieniemy. And he was showing these, he had all these receipts, these tweets from people that said Dan Campbell, blah, blah, blah. And I'll admit, I mean, his I didn't personally have an issue with Dan Campbell over Bieniemy, but I thought the opening press conference, I thought, man, I don't know that a guy like this can win. And then realize.
Did you see the signs yesterday? Campbell soup. Dan Campbell's kneecap soup.
Yeah.
It's still a thing.
Oh, no. Now they've all turned it into a fun little thing. But, you know, Dan Campbell is peerless when it comes to being fearless. Dan Campbell he just wants to win. And you know what, John? There's something to be said for a guy who shows – did you see the way his offensive line responded when they got that first down on the fourth down? His offensive line all –
Okay. To your point that –
with D'Amico?
And to the point that the caller made –
Anthony.
I don't want D'Amico going for it on fourth and one when he could kick a field goal from the 27-yard line to win the game.
We don't have that offensive line.
We don't have that offensive line. Yes. We don't have a bunch of dogs on the offensive line like he does. What we got? We got Gucci. We got Louis. We got Fendi. We don't have that offensive line.
Are you looking in your wife's closet?
That's all it is. Don't worry,
Gucci,
I know.
Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. The mother basic.
That is Krayshawn.
Who's Gucci? I would probably give Gucci to Laramie.
Yeah.
Prada,
I'm giving Louis.
Louis to Laramie, Prada to Shaq.
No, and then your right tackle.
Right, also. Titus is Fendi.
Right.
I don't. Do Juice and Jarrett qualify? They're more like Old Navy.
I think they're. Are they? I don't know. Yeah, Patterson doesn't qualify.
No. Juice qualify with a big brand nickname?
I don't know about Juice. I don't.
I gotta look at their Instagrams.
Yeah, go see how what kind of shine they
Lance
got.
Has found a song he thinks he can play on the air through his through his phone, but I'm pretty sure he can't.
See? Oh, wait, I forgot about that other
like
song.
Like I told you, you probably can't play.
You're right, you're right, you're right. I pulled it away from the mic super fast.
Lucky.
So, yeah, we're lucky. Good. Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada. John almost went exactly in that order.
So, you know,
I thought he was literally quoting Crayshaw.
The Texans thought, well, at least fans thought they had a name for the offense, 713. Can we call the offensive line Gucci, Gucci, Fendi, Fendi, Prada, Prada? Can we call those guys that? And see how it works out for everyone. Can we put that on shirts? Or will that not be great?
I've already seen some Texans fans saying that. Now, this is before yesterday. But I've seen Texans fans saying, get Slowik out of there and get Bieniemy in here. Bieniemy was just fired by a good friend after 1 year who was like, this ain't it at all.
Well, yeah, did you see? Mina Kimes got receipts. How it was so racist that that Bieniemy didn't get a job in the NFL. And then
I understand the idea is, man, you're coming from – usually, when you're on a tree of success –
You're next.
Even if you're not good enough, you sneak into it. You're next. You get a chance. And then he never got a chance. But that just speaks to how bad the interviews
must maybe
have been.
Behind the scenes, the guys he's working with are saying, nah, you don't want this.
Well, the players don't. I'm going to tell you,
I wouldn't use a rebuilding UCLA as proof that he can't do the job.
And, you know, it had
But all the other jobs he's had, how about those?
Sure, but I wouldn't. Well. In the Commanders? Well, who was he playing?
The head coach thing is dead.
Yeah, that's not happening.
The head coach thing is dead. And then he had Commanders, and yeah, that was Sam Howell.
It was
Commanders.
The end of Ron Rivera and Sam Howell.
It hadn't been great spots, but they let the Chiefs just kind of let him walk.
That's true.
They said, you can go.
Yeah. Well,
want him with the right. If you're going to get a different offense coordinator, I don't know who I want. I want somebody who's good. Whoever that is, I think that Bobby Slowik was good last year. I think he can be good this year, but it's not hitting right now. And I will say, the creativity and the balls on Detroit, that comes from the combination of Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson. Right now, the DeMeco Slowik combination, I just don't have that same thing. They're not gutsy like that, and they're not creative like that. But they also aren't executing. CJ's not executing like
and the offensive line sucks too. So we gotta include that all the time.
So it's the whole, but we're at the whole offense then. With Joe, we got Joe. And
the offense. Listen, if you're gonna rank reasons that that the Texans' offense isn't any good, number one, if that's what you're saying, number one is the offensive.
Well,
line.
It's just not as good as it could be.
It's not CJ. It's not Bobby.
I aspire to be
the
Lions.
Offensive line.
I aspire to be the Lions. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Well then,
but
get a better offensive line.
I aspire to be the Lions. Right. That's where they started.
That's right.
But they started it over long. I mean,
it's been
Frank
a while.
Ragnow wasn't drafted last year.
That's been a while.
You've got Graham Glasgow, Frank Ragnow. This has been a work in progress for a long time, actually.
Yeah. Well, the Texans have two.
Oh,
they got how many first-round picks?
Taylor Decker was drafted in like 16. Frank Ragnow was drafted in like 17. These guys have played together a long, long time. And then Penei Sewell helped set it off.
All right. Well, Penei Sewell was the right pick, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question.
All right. We got to talk about GimmeTheVin.com right now. GimmeTheVin.com is where you go and you sell your car. You got to go. There's one place. I keep saying this every single time. There's one place that you have to go if you're going to sell your car. Because you find out what it's worth. If you are somebody that is selling your car and you're just going to go take whatever the dealership, or you're going to go take whatever, CarMax, whatever they say, well, then you're just doing it wrong. Because John Clay Wolf says, I will beat CarMax. I guarantee you I will beat CarMax. Because if I don't beat CarMax, I'm going to send you $100. That hundy's in your pocket after you sell your car if John Clay Wolf can't beat it. But you know what happens more often than not? I know one person, Michael, who has gotten $100 from John Clay Wolf. And if you're somebody who's gotten $100 from John Clay Wolf, well, then you're smart. Okay, because John Clay Wolf, your car didn't sell at GimmeTheVin.com, and he gave you $100. That's great. That's awesome. And so you got the most for your car and a Hyundai. Here's the deal. Go to GimmeTheVin.com and make sure you find out what your car is worth before you do anything else. Or do it after and find out what John Clay Wolf was giving it to you. But you have to go to one place every single time, GimmeTheVin.com.